This is Issues and Ideas on KCBX, public radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food. Did your end of 2016 diet and eating habits resemble Maurice Ravel's Bolero? Before Halloween, it was a bit like this. Then, gradually and more rapidly, sped toward Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day like this. Finally, culminating in the bowl games like this. Well, you're not alone. It's January. Monday was officially the worst day of the year, labeled Blue Monday, the day when your credit card bills from Christmas arrive, when you failed on your New Year's resolutions, and probably the day that the button on the last pair of jeans just popped. Time to start the fad diet, and preferably one that will have you fit over the weekend so you feel the new you for the new year on Monday. Fat chance, but I went in search of how to accomplish it. I started in Santa Barbara with a dietary supplement with a 104-year track record, Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar. I spoke to the owner herself, Patricia Bragg.
Well, my dear, my father, Paul Bragg, was the originator of health food stores in 1912. And you know, they thought he was crazy. He said, people said, you can eat anything you want, drink anything you want. And my father said, well, listen to this. The Bragg healthy lifestyle is this. You are what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe, what you think, what you say and do. What you eat and drink walks and talks tomorrow. And next, I want to tell you that our Miracles of Apple Cider Vinegar book is powerful. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, in 400 BC, what did he do? He cleansed the body, purified it, detoxed it, and then healed it with what? Apples, fermented apples that he made apple cider vinegar with. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. That old saying is so true. So I want you to know that we're very proud to have the finest Bragg organic apple cider vinegar. We've voted the best in the world. A little Bragg apple cider vinegar before you have your dinner, say a half hour before. It neutralizes and balances your acid alkaline balance and takes care of those sugars. Oh, it's amazing. It cleanses and purifies. The Bragg organic apple cider vinegar is with the mother. See, in the old days, everybody made vinegar the old-fashioned way, fermented it in a barrel. So it turns to the vinegar. People looked at that vinegar and they said, oh, that looks dirty, dirty. And they saw things down the bottom of the bottle. That was the mother. The mother forms from the apples. It's the enzymes forming from the fermentation. People complained that dirt. They threw the mother away and they boiled the vinegar. They killed it. So, you know, they made it clean, but they killed it. Dead vinegar. Now, remember, it goes all through your body, the vinegar, and it cleanses it, cleans it out. When people get a mold and things like that, they cleanse with the vinegar. We have apple cider vinegar salad dressings. You can put it over your veggies. Oh my golly, but the drinks are delicious. No, basically we don't cook with it. We add it after you cooked it. You can put the Bragg apple cider vinegar on your greens, just a few drops of that over your veggies or even over your soups, and it gives wonderful flavors.
Knowing that there's more than one way to get my digestive tract unstuck and my muffin top as flat as a Pop-Tart, I went in search of another fermented food, yogurt. But not your typical yogurt.
My name is Noah Simon Waddell, and I make coconut yogurt. So I sort of have been selling lots and lots of coconut probiotics for a few years for people who want to take a Bio-K or eat Bio-K or have a couple spoonfuls of a probiotic yogurt, organic coconuts and organic mangoes, and I don't use any, it's not processed food, and I'm not using chemicals. So you get coconut milk. So coconut milk traditionally is coconut meat and coconut water pureed into a creamy milk. So you basically take any combo and you can make coconut a yogurt with just the meat too. You don't even need to add the water. You ferment that. It's really, really, really easy. You can soak any kind of powder, lots of lemons, different kinds of fruits, protein powders, nuts in fermented coconut water, and you start fermenting anything in that. You can add probiotic powders into coconuts and grow them. It takes
Hey, I had a bad day, and I wondered how it tastes, so I ate, and then I served myself.
Yeah, this is the Coconut Cult Mango Cream probiotic yogurt.
So it's the coconut milk that's been fermented and you've added some
mangoes and oranges and fermented them all together.
Mmm. It's got the consistency of thick yogurt. It's got that tanginess of yogurt, a little bit more tangy than regular yogurt. And then you can taste the citrus and the mango in it. And this is all just from letting it bubble boil and trouble overnight?
Exactly.
It's delicious. And now that I've had two bites, am I going to have to hurry home?
You can use our bathroom if you want.
Bragg's and Coconut Cult will feature at the Wild Brew Fest Fermentation Festival in March in Santa Barbara. It's time for something a little simpler. My stomach is definitely on the move, but I don't want the bulk. Every Thursday at the farmer's market, I pass Julia's Juices. To find out if she has anything to offer, I headed to Julia's shop in Grover Beach to speak with her daughter, Jessica Catalan.
Both of the elixirs have lemon, ginger, and honey. Our turmeric booster, which is great for fighting inflammation and for helping to cleanse out any bacteria built up in your system, has turmeric, black pepper, chamomile, along with the lemon, ginger, and honey. And our echinacea booster, which is great for immunity boosting and for energy, is the lemon, ginger, and honey, along with echinacea. We use our own farm fresh produce that's grown locally in San Luis Obispo, and it gets cold pressed fresh along with fruits and other vegetables that are locally grown as well. Since everything is cold pressed, we're getting all of the nutritional value, all of the live enzyme, we're getting all of the vitamins and minerals as well. All of our juices provide you with all of the nutritional value that's listed in these vegetables because it's live and none of the enzyme is killed and none of the nutrient is killed. Kale is amazing and we do a lot of kale in our combinations, and then we also do some more unique combinations like Arno pollen spinach, which is my personal favorite, that has cactus, which is very cleansing overall for your organ system, your digestive system, and it's very hydrating as well. So we have some that are no sugar, no fruit at all, that are all vegetable. And then we also have some fruitier options. Kombucha typically is a fermented fungus that's fermented with tea.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting. The kombucha that we make is very unique. We ferment pineapple rind that's left over from the juicing, which has a lot of bromelain that helps to regulate your digestive system and helps to cleanse and helps to fight inflammation and helps to level out your overall body's pH. And it ferments into a pineapple kombucha that we call tepache. Fermentation produces healthy bacteria, and these bacteria help to regulate our digestive systems. When our digestive system is unbalanced and is lacking these bacteria that are helping us to regulate our digestive system, the fermented foods, that's where it comes into place. Helps to replace the bacteria that's already missing in your digestive system and helps to build up that healthy bacteria. And the key to health is a properly functioning digestive system.
I had been wondering about all of the spices that were supposed to be good for us, and thanks to Jessica, I now have the opportunity to find out firsthand how effective a juice cleanse filled with a cornucopia of spices from around the world will be at getting me back into the gladiator shape I was last summer.
I have a couple samples for you to try of our carrot spice that has the pineapple rind, organic raw sugar, carrot, and different spices in it like ginger. Okay. And cinnamon. And then we have a lemon turmeric one, which is great for inflammation, great to cleanse overall. So the lemon, ginger, turmeric, and pineapple rind. What you have is the carrot spice kombucha.
It's very orange. It's kind of pastel orange, but you can tell that carrot is the main ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
I can smell the cinnamon.
Yeah.
A shot or a sip?
try a sip first, and then, yeah, it's enjoyable. I really like it. It's, like, light and fizzy. Depends on you. It's not super sweet.
No, it's not sweet. It's not sweet at all. Okay. It's tangy.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can taste the pineapple in kind of the background.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to do it in one.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. I can taste the ginger as well. The
yeah.
ginger's pretty strong. The ginger's probably giving it the tangy.
That's something that we created in fall. Kind of like carrot spice, something warm. Like warm flavors for the fall.
I tasted about 6 juices in total. All very tasty. I definitely will stop by their market stall next time I'm at Farmers. Back in Santa Barbara, there's a place where I can get a cleanse, but I can also get some solid food. There was a little bit of the dream pop band Fantogram playing in the background when I interviewed London Nabarro and Shelby Cunahan. It was perfect for the vegan, gluten-free environment that Green Table is all about.
We have organic ingredients all at my disposal. We order fresh every night. So I've been learning as I go about the different spices and all of these different soups that I can do. Today's soup, for example, was one of my favorites, the sunshine soup, which is a carrot cauliflower soup. And I utilized pine nuts and roasted sunflower seeds. I used cilantro. And my favorite thing to do with the soup is kind of make it into a puree with the Vitamix. And then sometimes I'll go back and I'll add chunks of carrots or chunks of cauliflower to give it a little bit more substance so it doesn't taste like baby food or have the consistency of baby food. It has more of a hearty meal to it. I also do one that's really popular, beet carrot ginger soup. And the ginger is really good for your digestive system, the beets. It kind of
Cleans you out.
Yeah, it kind of cleanses your body in a way that the juices do, like our fresh start.
I like greens, but I'm afraid of green drinks. And that's the first thing that London and Shelby put in front of me.
Yes, the green liquid, that's the matcha. The green tea leaf that we were telling you about.
That one's the salted caramel. There is no caramel in it, just so you know. So it's matcha, a little bit of stevia leaf, apple pectin, coconut sugar, and then we add a few dates and Himalayan salt. And
with our fresh almond milk.
With our fresh pressed almond milk, yes. So the caramel is the coconut sugar and the dates.
Here we go. It's interesting because I can taste the date, trying to make caramel, kind of because there's a similar flavor mm-hmm. in there. That's like the biggest flavor. And then this sounds kind of weird, but I can taste the green.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. The tea.
It just tastes green. Mm-hmm.
The salted caramel is like what people like if they're trying to get the benefits from matcha and they want it to taste good, basically. And coconut sugar and dates is how we, you know, sweeten it.
This was good. I don't know if I could drink like a whole, you've got a quart jar there. I don't know if I could drink a whole quart jar, but having a shot of it is pretty good.
All these drinks were just created by a local nutritionist here in town. Well, let's start off with my favorite, the walnut and cashew butter chocolate chip cookie.
It looks like a chocolate chip cookie, yeah. But you're saying that there's no wheat and no sugar, no refined sugar, no refined wheat.
No, it's almond flour and coconut flour that we use. We make our own walnut and cashew butter.
Just raw cacao, chocolate squares that we chop up, and then we either melt them for like the chocolate chias, but for the walnut cashews, we just chop them and put them on the top or in with the batter and kind of bake it.
It has the consistency of a chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes exactly like a chocolate chip cookie.
Moist.
It has that little crunch on the outside that you want.
Yes.
There's a little bit of kind of neutral flavor like you would get from beans that you didn't add anything to.
Probably like the walnut cashew butter.
Oh yeah,
and that's probably what it is.
Mm-hmm. And because I don't have a sweet tooth, this is really great because it's not sickeningly sweet like the recipe on the back of the chocolate chips.
Yeah, definitely. This is more satisfying. It gets the sweetness in, it gets the chocolate, you get your cookie feel, but you don't want to keep eating more.
Then there was also the idea of the Bragg World Cleanse.
The holidays are over and it's a new beautiful year. And I want each one of you to be your own health captain. And the cleanse is a wonderful purifier. The Bragg Apple Cider Vinegar Cleanse will go through your body and help you cleanse out any toxins and all. And it aids in your digestion and your bowel movements and balances the bacteria to get the bad bacteria out. Oh my golly, It's so perfect for you. But then we have our famous Bragg coconut aminos that give you the building blocks of the body, the amino acids. And then we have our Bragg sprinkle, which has the wonderful, all the different herbs. Get back to nature. Remember, I want each one of you to be your own health captain. And when you cleanse the body, woo, woo, just like you do your cleansing of your house. You have to clean out your refrigerator, your bedrooms, your living rooms, your kitchen, your car. It's the same way with the human body. You are a house in motion. You are a miracle. You're a human body. And the cleanse helps cleanse the body. And you could add even a half a teaspoon to your juice in the morning if you are juicers. Or you can add it to your smoothie, a half a teaspoon.
Julia is also in the business of cleanses.
There's these quart jars with the Julia's Juices label on them. They're beautiful. I'm looking at two different types. One's a darkish yellow and one's a beautiful carrot orange color. But you've got these numbers on them. What's the numbers on them for?
Well, this one is day two. And the day two, I create a aloe, pineapple, and coconut, fresh coconut water with cayenne. And a little bit of ginger with turmeric. The carrot ginger is carrot, ginger, fennel, celery, a little bit turmeric as well with black pepper. That's day three. Day one is the cayenne with beets, celery, cilantro, and a little bit of cactus. And with the veggie blast, that has fennel, arugula, kale, cilantro, and I also add a little bit of cactus because cactus levels the glucose so that way they don't feel as hungry.
And instead of having to try another green drink, London and Shelby simply described their cleanse.
We have a specific cleanse that was created by a nutritionist, a local nutritionist. The cool thing about it is it contains matcha. And usually, you know, your typical cleanse would have, you know, six drinks and they're all fresh pressed juices. When our drinks have matcha, which kind of helps you stay full, you know, not, you know, tempted to eat a cupcake or, you know, whatever foods around you. You know, like in the beginning of the year, Christmas, Thanksgiving, like that, I just overloaded myself with a bunch of food. Now I want to clean myself out. And they do that for 2 or 3 days and then they're back to square one. You know, after the cleanse, it's not like you're just going back to your original ways. So it's seven drinks. The first drink is like a beet citrus juice. The second drink it's called the carrot bomb, which is really popular. A lot of people enjoy that one because it's the creamiest. And then we have two green juices, which has all the leafy greens, the dandelion, kale, celery, cucumber, and then we have a kale miso at the very end. It's the last drink. It's kind of like, it works like a probiotic. It's like a broth. And so that's like your last drink. And then we give you an aloe supplement that helps really flush all the water weight. People do it usually for a day,
one day.
No food, no liquids except water and maybe some herbal teas, but that's basically the only thing you could put in your body.
So far, everyone has offered their options, but steered me away from their products being the simple, quick fix. I'm not sure, though, that I could sustain myself for long periods of time with fermented foods and liquids, no matter how nutritious. Patricia Bragg provided some reassurance.
Remember, food is fuel. So I think occasionally you can have some foods that are not 100% perfect for you, but you can't do it all the time. And I just want to say that this famous doctor said he recommended Bragg apple cider vinegar for GERDs, digestion, and balancing the vital acid balance. And also, there's over 90 different substances in apple cider vinegar. Minerals, vitamins, lactic acid, enzymes, amino acids, and the roughage from apple pectin.
Green liquids, pressed juices, fermented cider, coconut yogurt, it's all good for me. It was all tasty. Which one do I choose? I tracked down a dietitian at a local hospital to find out what is the best quick fix for my bolero of fall eating. Chelsea Potter brought together everything I had been learning about.
It would be really nice if there was a quick fix. I think that if there was one, I'd heard about it by now. I mean, there's a lot of fad diets out there, and it's really important that you get your information from credible sources like registered dietitians or physicians. It comes down to really simple principles. Eat real food, everything in moderation. It's not about being perfect, eating lots of veggies, you know, making that at least half of your plate. About a fourth of your plate can be lean protein sources, and then about another fourth of your plate can be whole grains.
Turmeric, ginger, and kale, and probiotics, fermented foods, do they have value?
Oh yeah, and those are all very healthy foods that will support gastrointestinal health. They're great because they add a lot of flavor too, without salt, without cheese, without fat.
Without cheese?
Well, you can have cheese, everything in moderation, right? It's a healthier way to flavor your food, and it's a lot more fun too to like start experimenting with these different spices. And these spices, we don't even know yet how many wonderful health beneficial phytochemicals are present in these things. I mean, we know some of them, and we know that they have a lot of antioxidant activity. They even support healthy immune function or inflammation levels. There's a lot of research so far, but I feel like we're gonna learn even more about how important these foods are. So a probiotic is basically bacteria that you ingest and can inhabit, you know, your colon, your GI tract. And prebiotics is fiber that you can consume to help support the growth of those probiotics. It's beneficial for your gut health, decreases risk of colon cancer, really big part of immune function. Basically, a good rule of thumb is the darker the leafy green, the more nutrient dense it is. So nutrient dense means the more nutrition it has per calorie. If you were to compare kale, for example, it's really dark green color to like iceberg lettuce. You can tell right away that the darker green color tells you, okay, this is a really nutrient-dense food compared to maybe the iceberg lettuce. Kale has a lot of fiber, a lot of phytochemicals that are antioxidants, a lot of vitamin A, vitamin K, a lot of really important substances.
Lisa, I want some more.
I can do that. I can work with real foods. I liked everything I tasted, but I don't have a fruit press, time to ferment coconuts or apples, and I just want to make dinner. So I called my neighbor Hannah, and we dined together.
So I'm here at dinner with my neighbor, and we're going to have a healthy meal based on everything that people said that we should eat. So are you ready for this, Hannah?
I am ready. Sounds wonderful.
So we've got chicken. And the chicken has a little bit of cayenne. There's some garlic, which people say is really good for you. And there's a little wedge of Meyer lemon that is from a parishioner's tree that you can squeeze on top because citrus is supposed to be good for you. And then we've got furrow barley, and that's got turmeric, which is supposed to do all sorts of marvelous things for you. I cheated a little. I put a little pat of butter in it when it was boiling.
Oh, flavor. Butter makes everything better.
It does. And homemade chicken stock. And then the kale is just kale, steamed kale. And we're supposed to put Bragg's organic raw unfiltered apple cider vinegar on. It's got a nice smell to it.
Mmm. Appley. Wow. That's strong. That's potent.
Mmm.
That's good.
I mean, do you like greens?
I love greens. I eat a salad every day.
Me too. Not every day, but I would.
I generally tend to eat a salad for lunch. Mm. And that way I feel like I have a pass for dinner.
I feel the same, actually. Even when I lived in England, I would make myself a salad every day for lunch. Okay, I'm going to try the pearl barley with turmeric.
Okay, me too.
And cayenne.
Mmm.
Mmm.
That's really good.
I'm going to squeeze my lemon on my chicken.
Okay.
And then it's chicken breast, so it's lean.
Mmm.
We were told to have lean protein. Mmm. Mmm.
That's really good. Mm-hmm. And it's not too spicy.
And it's not overcooked.
No. Perfect. That's the key.
So overall, do you think we did a good job at creating a holistic, healthy meal?
I think you did.
That's delicious.
Yes. It tastes good, and it's good for us as well.
Would you eat it every day?
I would. I'd eat it every day.
What was it that Chelsea told me again?
We should be working towards the dietary guidelines, which is the My Plate diagram. Like half of your plate to be your fruits and vegetables, getting a lot of those plant-based products in your diet on a daily basis. And then, you know, about a palm size or about a fourth of your plate is lean protein sources, lean meats, but also, you know, eggs and even plant-based protein sources are great to have on a regular basis, beans, legumes. And then about, you know, the last fourth of your plate that's left, having that for your whole grains. There's many, many benefits to whole grains.
And I can occasionally have a cookie and a glass of wine?
Absolutely. I know I'm going to do that tonight.
That's great.
Yeah, that's a beautiful part of life is we don't have to be perfect. And it's almost an unhealthy relationship with food when we're perfect all the time. So allowing yourself to have those cheat days and not feeling bad about it, feeling good about it. We're allowed to do that.
Well, what about dessert?
So when you say spongy, you're not kidding. It's kind of spongy.
I see you squeezing it over there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a kind of a dense marshmallow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Girlfriend said the other day. She's like, that was like a chocolate marshmallow. And yeah. I was like, yeah.
Very chocolatey, mm-hmm. Not sweet. So you get the bitterness of the chocolate.
Yes.
It's somewhere between a marshmallow and nougat. It's kind of got a little kind of coffee kind of back taste, but that might be the chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really nice, and you're right. It satisfies that chocolate craving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't need, I couldn't imagine sitting down and eating like six of these.
Exactly.
Well, here's the problem with the chocolate one. The other two, great with a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. but the chocolate one seems to go perfect with a big bowl of red wine. So, is that just ruining everything?
No, I don't think so.
Life's all about balance.
Exactly.
If you want to have a glass of wine with a chia cupcake, go for it. I'd have three chia cupcakes and three glasses of wine. Like, that's how I'd do it. Our food isn't really just about getting rid of all the bad, you know? I mean, I feel just in life, it's all about balance.
And I tried three other delectable vegan gluten-free desserts at Green Table. All delicious, but alas, they are 100 miles away in Santa Barbara. If you need a detox this January, try the juices, the elixirs, the smoothies, the yogurts, the cider, and all the spices and whole grains that go with them. There is a wide variety of delicious foods out there that can defibrillate your eating habits. But remember, it's all about maintaining a healthy diet, most of the time.
Chelsea said we can have that occasional treat, and it's all part of a healthy meal. So here's my Christmas leftover chocolates.
Ooh. Chocolate is supposed to be a health food, isn't it? It's one of those things that make you happy.
And here's some wine. Bon appetit.
Cheers.
This is Issues and Ideas for KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian Dellinger. And I'm playing with food.
So just remember, you are what you eat, drink, breathe, think, say, and do. And God bless each one of you. I have love in my heart for all of you.